Okay, so we are on the Tavos Amak Yom Aleph. I want to thank everybody for their good wishes. I got a bunch of messages and emails of people I've never met that are wishing me Mazel Tov. And somebody from Chicago called up. But thank you very much, and we should share Simchas together. Okay, we're on the Tavos Amak Yom Aleph. Just one hara on the end of the previous Gemara. The Gemara compares Beis HaKnesses and Beis HaMikdash. And the Gemara at the end, Rava said, Ela Marava ki beso. Ma beso kapandaria kapit inish arakika umina lo kapit inish. By just like your house, you people are makpid on kapandaria, on taking shortcuts, but not on rakika and mino. So too, Beis HaKnesses kapandaria da'as rakika minal shari. So too in a shul, you have to be worried about kapandaria, but not about rakika and mino. Even though we said on the bottom of the previous Amud that by base HaMikdash you have to be machmir about all of them. So the question is, what exactly is the difference? You know, if base HaKnesses is just Mikdash Ma'at, the Gemara in Megillah tells us, so what's the difference? Why there's some halachas by base HaKnesses, some halachas by base HaMikdash? You know, what exactly is the, why does some halachas apply in one place, some halachas apply in the other place? So an idea that we mentioned in the past, a long time ago, and Rav Soloveitchik writes about this, and that is a shul and a Beis HaMikdash are both meeting places between Bnei Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the one difference is whose house is it, considered halachically? Are we going to Hashem's house, or Kavayachal is Hashem coming to our house? So Rav Soloveitchik said that in a Beis HaMikdash, obviously we're going to Hashem's house. While in a Beis HaKnesses, it's the opposite. We're also meeting him, but Beis HaKnesses, who beitenu, v'Hashem Yisbarach mevaker etzleinu, k'dei lehiva itanu. And if that's the case, then that might explain some of the differences that our Gemara talks about. That why is there a higher standard in Beis HaMikdash and in Beis HaKnesses? They're both Mikdashim Ma'at. The answer is no. When you're going to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's house, then there's a din of not only Yiras Hashem, but there's also, this is his house. And therefore there's a high standard to live up to. Mashiach, if he's coming to our house, then of course there's Yiras Hashem, but the other halachas like Rakika and Minol might not apply because that's a din in the bias and it might be our house, and that's why those things might not apply. Okay, that's just one ha'ara that might explain some of the differences between those halachos. Okay, two dots. Kol chos bei brachos sheva mikdash. So the, this is going back to the Mishnah all the way in the beginning of the parak on Daf Nun Dalid, how they used to end off brachos in the Beis HaMikdash. The Mishnah has said, if you remember, they used to end off saying ad ha'olam. And Rashi there explains, Baruch Adah Hashem Elokei Yisrael min ha'olam. And then they said, once the minim started to be mishkukul at stukim, or mishkukul haminim, once the minim started saying heretical things, like there's only one olam, so they had to add in the phrase and said, min ha'olam ba'ad ha'olam. They had to add that in. That's the first takana towards the end of the Mishnah. So Gemara says, kol kach lama, why are they end brachas that way in the Beis HaMikdash? Just say regular brachas. You know, why do they have to end it in such an unusual way? So Gemara answers, l'fi she'ein onin amein by Mikdash. Because amein wasn't answered in the Mikdash. We're about to have a pasuk that's going to teach us that instead of saying amein, they used to say baruch shev kvod machzor l'olam va'ed. So if they have such a special way to answer in the Beis HaMikdash, so then they wanted to have a special way to make brachas in the first place. So that's why they had this extra chasima every day whenever they say the bracha of the Beis HaMikdash. So how do you know this? Shneamar, what's the pasuk? So it says in Nehemiah, Kumu baruchu et Hashem alkeichem min ha'olam ad ha'olam. Get up and bless Hashem min ha'olam ad ha'olam. Right, that's the phrase that you say by a bracha in the Beis HaMikdash. V'omer, and people answer, V'varchu sheib kavodecha. Right, that's like baruch sheib kavod. They bless your name, your kavod, and Hashem is uplifted above every bracha and praise. You might think it says tehila in the singular. That might mean that, you know, you just wait till the end of the day, the end of the whole series of brachas in the Beis HaMikdash, and then you answer. You're raised above each and every bracha tehila. That we have to be mahalal Hashem. We have to say amen after each bracha. Okay, so that's the psukim that are merames that hint to the fact that in the Beis HaMikdash, we don't make brachas in the usual way. We make a special bracha, and we have a special chasima. Okay, next two dots. Hiskinu shiyehe adam shoel b'shlom chaveiro b'shem. Right, the next takana towards the end of the Mishnah, that a person asks the peace of his friend, says hello to a person saying Shem Hashem. If you remember, we did this on one of the first days of Yantaf, I think. Whether this is those 2 days in Rashi, in where is it, Tainus? I don't remember where it was. That whether this is a heter or this is a chiyuv. Whether you have to say show also chaver b'shem, or whether you can. You don't have to, but you can. It's a heter because usually you would think you can't because using Shem Shemayim, you know, on the street. But the answer is you're allowed to say Shalom Shalom Chaver B'Shem. So those are 2 days that regarding this issue, whether it's a heter or it's a chiyuv. But either way, the Mishnah quoted a few psukim. It said there's this takana, as it says, if you remember the flow of the psukim, as it says by Boaz, V'yomer, and it says Hashem Imcha Gibor Achayel. The Malach says to Gidon, Hashem is with you, Gibor Achayel. V'yomer, and it says the third psukim, Atavos Kizikni Imecha, and then it says the fourth pasuk, Eis Lasos Hashem Efeir Torah Secha. So the question is, why do we need these four psukim to teach me the same thing? What's the flow of the psukim? So the Gemara says, "My v'omer." What's v'omer? What are these flow of the psukim? So we have the first pasuk that Boaz says it to his workers. And if you want to say Boaz v'daitit anafshik amar, this is the flow. You have to add this in. If you want to say that Boaz was just doing it because he thought it was a good idea, but we're not supposed to learn from him, tashma. That's why we have the second pasuk of Hashem imcha gibor achayel. Hashem is with you. The Malach says to Gidon, Hashem is with you. You know, strong one of battle. So that's why we need the second pasuk. But then we add in another potential havamid. V'chitema Malachu dekamer le Gidon. Really, the Malach when he's talking to Gidon is not saying what you're supposed to do. He has a shlichus from Hashem, right? He's saying Hashem is with you. Don't worry, act for Klal Yisrael, as Rashi explains this. So again, Tashma. That's why we have a third pasuk that says Al Tavos Kizikni Mecha. Don't be mevazet. Don't disgrace and not take seriously what Boaz did. Really, it's something that's supposed to be learned for generations. V'yomer, and finally, Eis Lasos Hashem Efeir Torah Secha. And the last pasuk is Eis Lasos Hashem is a time to do for Hashem Efeir Torah Secha. The Torah must be transgressed somewhat. So, what is that last pasuk teaching me? So, Amar Rava, just from the sound of that pasuk, it might be that point to the Dan Rashi that it's a reshus, because the fact that there's a transgression here going on Efeir Torah Secha, Eis Lasos sounds like a heter, doesn't sound like a chiyuv. But there might be a sniff. Amar Rava. So Rava says, "Hi, Kra. This pasuk mirachal a sefer midrash, sefer lereisha midrash. This pasuk of Eis Lasos Hashem. It's a time to do for Hashem. Heferu tarasecha. The Torah must be transgressed. Can be darshened as the first part of the pasuk explaining the second part, or the second part explaining the first part. We have this kind of phrase a few days ago, but then it didn't. It meant the same thing in both directions. Here it's going to mean different things based on how you darshan it. But here it says, Meireshit l'sefer midrash, from the beginning of the pasuk to the end of the pasuk, you could darshan it as follows. Eis lasos l'Hashem, it's a time for Hashem to act. Meaning, as Rashi here explains, it's a time for Hashem to punish those who deserve it. My time. Why is there that time exist? Mishum efer Torah Secha, because they have transgressed the Torah. So according to that, it has nothing to do with us here. But it's time for Hashem to punish those. I mean, that's Eis Lasos, the time for Hashem to do, because they were made for the Torah. We say for Lareisha Midrash, but the other way is also possible. From the darshaning, the end of the pasuk, then to the beginning. Heferu Torah Secha, transgress the Torah, meaning sometimes we have to, for a short, temporary period of time, violate the certain halacha. For example, Eliyahu Bahar HaKarmel, that's the one that's always quoted. Eliyahu Navi, in order to disprove the Nevi'im of the Baal, had to sacrifice on a bama, on an altar outside the Beis HaMikdash at a time when there was an Isser to do so. Why do you do that? It's an Isser Daraisa to do that. The answer is, you know, the Shat Tzricha Lekach, that you have to, if you have to do something temporarily in order to save Klal Yisrael, that's why that's allowed. So that's based on this pasuk. Heferu Torah Secha, you have to violate the Torah a little bit. Why? My time, mishum Eis Lasos Hashem. Because of the beginning part of the pasuk, that it's a time to act for Hashem, and that is why sometimes you have to violate a little bit. And that's why here too, what's the application? That you could use Shem Hashem on the street when you greet somebody to say Shalom Aleichem, Aleichem Shalom, even though you're using Shem Hashem and you're not supposed to. The answer is because you want people to have Shem Shemayim Shagur B'Fiv. You want people to always be talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why they allowed it, even though, let's say, ideally, it might not be the best thing that we should be involved in. Okay. Tanya. Hillel Hazakin Omer. Hillel Hazakin says the following. B'shas ha-machnisin pazer, b'shas ha-mafazrim kanes. But Rashi interprets this is at the time shemachnisim. Machnisim are the ones that gather in. If people around you that should be spreading Torah are not, are gathering in, then pazer, you have to go and scatter Torah. At a time when Torah is not being spread, you have to make sure to go and spread Torah. B'shasam afazrim kanes. But if there's plenty of other gedolei hador around that are, and plenty of rabbanim spreading Torah, scattering Torah, then kanes, then you sit. You don't have to take the position. You know, you could have, you know, learn yourself and not go out. So you have to see what is needed at the time that you live. V'imra'isa darsha Torah chaviva alav pazer. And if you see a generation that Torah is loved upon them, so you see a congregation that's thirsting for Torah, then pazer, give those shiurim and be marbit the Torah, because they're thirsting for it. Shnei emar, as it says in Mishlei, yesh b'fazer v'nosav od. There is one that scatters v'nosav od, and he adds, meaning a person feels and sees that the Torah can be spread, and the situation is ripe to spread the Torah, so then he should. And if you see a generation that the Torah is not chaviv upon them, so then kanes, the opposite, then don't spread the Torah. Just like here, you have to divide. It's a time to do for Hashem. What does that mean here? It means that, you know, not spreading the Torah in a certain situation might be what's needed. Again, this is a very important principle, knowing what the audience is ready for. Sometimes giving the audience too much, or spreading too much Torah if the audience is not ready for it, so then that itself is a problem. I remember my Rebbe Rav Rosenzweig was once giving a shiur on Kiruv, and somebody once asked him about, you know, not, let's say he's involved in a certain person trying to be Makariv them, and he says, but if I don't tell them all the Ebit Shabbos and Kashrus and this and that, so isn't that a Ziyaf HaTorah? Isn't that, you know, you're falsifying, because you're telling them only a little bit, you're only telling them this is the halacha, you're not telling them this. So he said just the opposite, telling them everything when they're not ready to hear it is a Ziyaf HaTorah. Because if somebody's not ready to hear all these nitty gritty of halachas, then you're putting things in a different perspective than they should be seeing it. So that's a problem. So we always have to know what a person is ready to hear and what the audience is ready to hear. That's this Gemara. If you see, Ein Torah Chaviva Alav Kanes, then don't say it yet. You have to keep it to yourself. Okay. Darash Bar Kapara. Zulus Kibbutz Kane Mine. Zulus. If something gets cheap, the literal translation is a metaphor for something. Zulus. If something gets cheap from the word Zol, Kibbutz Kane Mine. Then you shall go and buy the product from wherever it's cheap from. You look on the Rashi, the second line on top, on the left side, Imrisa Praktmatia Bezol, if you see business, some product that is cheap, Kibbutz the Kanemine, quotes, gather it, Vakanemine, buy from him, Vasof, Shesof Alis Yaker, right? If it's very cheap, then buy, because then it's eventually going to go up. So the different Mepharshim say what this is a metaphor for. I mean, he was just talking about gathering Torah or spreading Torah, so it might be that if you see Torah not being as valued by others, you know, try to gather it and learn it a lot, so that because eventually it's going to go up. Ba'asar deles gavar, a few other lines of kapara, in a place where there is no man, tamon have gavar. So there be a man. Amar Abaye Shmamina, what do we see from here? Ba'asar de is gavar, in a place where there is a man, and they don't need you, tamon lo have gavar. So then, you know, you don't have to take their place. You know, if somebody's already doing the job, then you don't have to do it for them. Shitas, the Gemara asks, is that an obvious diyuk? If there isn't a man, you do it. If there is a man, you don't do it. So Gemara says, Litzruchel Shabbish's name, Shavin. If you're exactly equal to the one who's doing it and you can do an equal job, then even there, it says, don't be a man, meaning let the other person do it and give the other person the position. This is Aramaic, but it sounds very similar to the Mishnah that we know from Pirkei Avos, B'makom she'ein ish, hishtadel lios ish. The Marsha asks, what's new about this line? So it's an Aramaic, okay. But it's the same, it's like the same words as Pirkei Avos, B'makom she'ein ish. So he says that over there, the Pirkei Avos, it might have meant Tzarchei Tzibur. And that's how we usually understand it. B'makom she'ein ish, there's nobody davening, so you go up and daven. There's nobody taking care of this organization, so you do it. But here it's talking about Talmud Torah. That's the context. We're talking about Hazer and Kashev. So here too, if nobody's giving the shear, if nobody's giving the Horah, the Psak, specifically Psak, he says, Horah. So if nobody's doing that, so then you have to step up to the plate and do it. But it's the same idea. Darash Bar Kapara. Further, drashos of Bar Kapara. Ezehu Parsha Ketana, Shegol Gufei Torah Teluyin Ba. What is the Parsha Ketana? It's not really a Parsha Ketana. What is the one Pasuk which captures, you know, the whole Torah? In all of your ways you shall know him, capital H, and he will straighten your paths. Amar Rava afilu lidvar avera. What is this referring to? Even for a dvar avera, even for something that looks like sometimes you have to do an avera. The context of the flow of this gemara is that even sometimes if you have to do an avera, if it's the kavana is l'shem shemayim, so then that is allowed, included in b'chol derechecha te'ehu. So example like the Elio Bahara Karmel. There's a concept spoken about in a number of places in the Gemara called an Avera Lishma. Bizman has said we don't do these kinds of Averas. But in the olden days, by Yael, it was called an Avera Lishma. By Yael, when she tried to convince Sisera and she acted by Avera, the Gemara says, to try to save Chal Yisrael, to take care of Sisera. So then that was called an Avera Lishma. But the Gemara here is saying that all of our actions, even not certain Averas sometimes, can be included in B'chol Derechecha De'ehu. The Pashtus, though, of B'chol Derechecha De'ehu is like the Rambam says it. The Rambam Nichlas Deos has well-known formulations in Paragimel. He says, "Tzarach Adam sheyichavin kol ma'isav kulam kadei leidas Hashem baruch hu bovad." A person has to, in every one of his actions, has to have kavana l'shem shemayim. V'yehi shifto v'kumo v'diburo, his sitting and standing and talking, all has to be with this kavana. Ketzad, he says, kishayisav yite, when a person goes to business, right, we're going back to work today. Kishayisav yite no yasa malacha, when he does malacha, lo yeh belibo kibitz mamud bilvad. His kavana shouldn't only be, I want to make some money. El yasa dvar melu kadei sheimsa dvarim sheaguf sarach lehem, I want to make money so I can buy what I need in order so I can have a life of avodas Hashem. Kishayochav yishter, when he eats, v'yivo, when he's with his wife, lo yasa malibo, he shouldn't be thinking about the hanah. Interesting. He doesn't say you shouldn't be thinking about the Hanah, period. He says you shouldn't be thinking about the Hanah Bilvad. The Rambam's a realist. And he knows that, you know, part of life is to enjoy it a little bit. Right? So the Rambam says you shouldn't be thinking only about that. That you do it to keep your body healthy, to keep yourself in a good mood in order to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu properly. And then he says, do this by food, do this by sleep, do this by everything. And all the way at the end of the perek, he says, if you do this and you follow all of my suggestions and you eat properly and you drink properly and you live your life based with thinking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he says, Nimsa Hamahalech Bederach Zu Kol Yamav Kulan Obedes Hashem Tamid. Every second of your life will be an act of Avodas Hashem. Afilu b'shasha nosiv inotin, even when we're in our stores. Afilu b'shasha boel, v'b'desha machshavaso bakol k'dei sheyimsa tzrachav k'ad sheyehe gufo shalem la'avodas Hashem. And even when he sleeps, right, Menachem did with you yesterday, not yesterday, 2 days ago, the brach of Hamapil. Before you go to sleep, you say Hamapil by all the things that take place during the day. So I wasn't here, so I get to say this now. That is interesting. The whole Gemara has the whole order of what you say. When you hear the chicken, you do this. And when you get dressed, you do this. The first one on the list is, when you go to sleep, you say Hamapil. Shouldn't that be the last one on the list? Anybody ask that? No. So why shouldn't that be, right? It says, you see that on Sanachim and Beis. It says, when you go to sleep, Hanichnas Lishein, Omer, Shema, and Hamapil. That should be the last one on the list. The first one should be the chicken. I know Salah Sachivina, why is that the first one on the list? No, so the answer is, some of the Bali Musa say, because that's the first step of Avodah. That's also Avodah Hashem. It's not like you go to sleep, okay, it's the end of the day. To emphasize that that's also part of our Avodah Hashem, and we can make a bracha by it, we put that first. To show that that's also part of the Avodah. But the Rambam ends off the parak, if you do that, Val inyan zet sivu chachamim v'amru, kol masecha yilu shem shemayim, v'husha amar shlomo, b'chol durachecha da'ehu. That's the end of parakim l'nechos deos, our Gemara. B'chol durachecha da'ehu, we have to know Hashem in all of His ways. Always thinking about Him in our life. Darsh b'kapara, let's finish up, second wide line. La'olav yomar adam espino umnes nikiya v'kala. We should teach our kids a clean and smooth profession. Mahi, so what profession is that? Amr b'chizda machta t'salmiyusa. Machta is a needle. Some type of needlework to t'salmiyusa. Telem is a ditch that the plow makes. Obviously, you can't use a needle with a plow. It means like you certain types of stitches on the ends of garments that you go up and down and up and down. So that's a nice, clean profession. Rav Chisda says that's what you should teach one son. But again, the Mishnah is at the end of Kiddushin. Talk about that. We have a father has a responsibility to teach an umnis to make sure that their son has an umnis, has a parnasa. Okay, Tanya. Rabbi Omer, okay, a few memories from Rabbi. Rabbi Omer, lo lama yarbe adam reim betoch beiso. A person shouldn't always have tons and tons of friends in his house. Shneamar ish reim lehisroeya. Eventually, as Rashi here explains, if you always have tons and tons of friends, always, so then, you know, you'll probably lead to machlokas, and you probably get on each other's nerves. Tanya Rabbi Omer, second piece of advice. Al yimna adam aputrapis betoch beiso. A person shouldn't appoint an aputrapis. I mean, he shouldn't give over, basically, all of his authority to somebody else. He should take care of stuff himself. He shouldn't have somebody else take care of all of his personal affairs. She'ilmali lo mina putifer as Yosef aputrapis. Ptoch beso, had Potiphar not appointed Yosef his aputrapis and given him so much power, lo bala oso davar. Then the whole issue, the whole story of Eshes Potiphar wouldn't have happened because Potiphar would have been in charge and Yosef wouldn't have had so much power. So therefore, we learn from there that it's not good to pass the authority. It's good to delegate, but not to pass over all of the authority to somebody else. Tanya, Rabbi Omer, third line. Laman, yeah.
Isn't the logical extension of that then Yosef wouldn't have been thrown in jail, he wouldn't have interpreted the dreams, he wouldn't have saved the time?
Okay, in a chinami, but maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have had a different way to get us for the salvation. But you're right, that everything was in the story is obviously part of the Yad Hashem. Rabbi Omer, Laman is for Parshas Naso, Parshas Zota. Why was, if you look in Parshas Naso, look at Parshas Naso, the Parsha of Nazir and the Parsha of Sota are right next to each other. Question is why? So the Gemara in a few places has drushes relating this. Lo malacha to teach you. She called a roa sota b'kalkula yazir asmoman ayayin. If a person sees what happens to a sota, and a sota probably got into it by the use of wine, something the man or the woman, that's what leads to usually znus. So therefore, if he sees what happens to a sota, he'll be so disgusted and terrified that he will become a nazir and he won't drink any wine anymore. So that's why there's a connection between sota and nazir. Amar chizki abreid Rabbi Parnacham Rabbi Yonasan, a different connection in that parsha. Lama nispa parsha sota la parsha shumus and maestros. If you look in the psukim, the parsha of giving shumus and maestros is also put next to sota. Why is that connected? Lama lacha, we assume the psukim in the Torah are juxtaposed specifically for different reasons to teach us things. So lo malacha klosh yesh lo trumus u'maisers veino nostan l'kohen. If you have trum and maiser, if you have stock and you don't give it, sof nitzrach l'kohen al yedei ishto. So you're ultimately going to need the kohen. You're going to have to. Your wife's going to become an isha sota. Shneamar v'ishes kodashav lo yiyu. Why? Based on this is the pasuk that v'ishes kodashav u'darshining it. If a person has kodshim, meaning here trumus and maisers lo yiyu, if he keeps it for himself. The samach lay, and right after that it says the ish ish ki sista ishto. So then his wife is going to become a sota. Some say this has to do with the person so makbid about money, and money becomes such an issue. The many shalom bias issues are focused on money. The lack of money, too much money, this, and fighting about money. So this person who's so worried about money, he's not giving the proper tzedakah. So then that's going to lead to family strife, and ultimately might lead to an isha sota. That's a little logic based on this this connection. For lo oda, not only that, will his wife become an isha sota, el shesof shenisrach lahem. Shenemar, and not only that, but eventually he will become poor, and he will require the presents that he didn't give to the people who he was supposed to give it to. Shenemar, v'isis kodashav, another way to darshan these five words, a man, his kodshim, which again mean Maestris, let's say Maestr Ani, lo yiyu, he's going to need them. To him it'll be, this is the second way to darshan the pasuk. It'll be for him. Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, v'im nasnan sofes aser. But if he does give it, he will eventually become rich. Ne'amar ish asher yitin la'kohen lo yihyeh. A third way to darshan it, a person who gives to the kohen will have for him lo yihyeh mamon harbei. To him will be a lot of money. So that's a third way to darshan lo yihyeh or lo yiyu. Okay, that's interesting. I'm not going to say it, but if you want to look, there's an interesting slach on this Gemara, who says that, right, so you see, ultimately, if a person here gives staka, so then they're preventing an isha sota. Their wife won't come and eat from an isha sota. So the slach quotes like his great-great-great-grandfather, that Reb Heschel, I don't know who that is, but he made it sound like he was somebody who was famous, that maybe that's shot in the Rashi on Chumash, of Yichu li truma li lishmi. If you give truma, Hashem says it's going to help me out. Because why? What's lishmi? Because by the whole process of sota, Hashem's name is wiped out, is erased. So therefore, Hashem is saying, if you give tzedakah properly and truma, so then my name is not going to be wiped out, because you're going to prevent each sota stories from happening. So maybe that's, he quotes that, connected to this Gemara, that if you give truma and maisis properly, so then you're preventing one's wife from getting into that whole business. Fine. Amar Rav Huna bar Brechia Mishum Rav Elazar HaKapar. Another way to the Gemara just said, how do you get rich? You get rich by giving shubus and maaser. Say it another way. Kol mishatef shem shamayim b'tzairo kofel no parnasaso. If a person is mishatef, puts together partners shem shamayim in his pain, then he gets his parnasa is doubled. What does that mean? Rashi here has two opinions. Rashi first here says maybe it means you say baruch da'ein ha'emes. When somebody's having tzaris, you recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like we had in the past couple of days. They have to say Baruch Tanem, it's just like you say a Tova Meitiv. Or the second day, Rashi says, is that if you daven when you're having tzar. Either way, you're involving Hashem in the tzaris. either being makir that it's from him, or davening that he's the one that can take it away. Either way, if you do that, then you recognize Hashem, Shasar, then you're gonna, your parnasa is going to be double. Shneamar, Vaya shakai b'tzarecha, Hashem will be in your tzaris, v'kesef toafos l'cha, and double, we say toafos here means double, Rashi is lashon kfeila, double kesef will be to you. Not just that it'll be double, that your parnasa will flow to you like a bird, meaning your parnasa will come flying to you. You won't have to work for it. You know, it'll come right to you. Another way to darshan the word toafos. Amr Reftevi Amr Aboshia. Another idea that occurs that applies based Sarah. Kol merapa atzmo midivrei Torah. Ein bo koach la'amod b'yom Sarah. If a person is soft on himself, midivrei Torah, if a person doesn't have mesiris nefesh and amelus, so then he won't have koach to stand biyom tsara. If he doesn't go out for Hashem, that Hashem's not going to go out for him and give him chizuk at the time of tsara. Shneemar, hisra pisa, were you soft, were you weak, biyom tsara tsar kochecha. The time of your tsara, then your strength will be narrow, will be weak. Amr v'ami barmasa, amr shmuel, v'afilu mitzvah achas. Not just if you're weak by Divrei Torah, but if you're weak by a mitzvah, if a person does a mitzvah in a lackadaisical way, so that also will not bode well for him. Shneimar hisra pisa. If you're weak regarding anything, mikam akam. Okay, so that's what we have to have chizuk. We have to go strong and always run to do mitzvahs. Amr of Safra. Rav Safra says the following. Rabbi Yevo said over one time the following story. Kishiyarad Chanina ben Achir Rabbi Yoshua Lagola, when this man, Chanina, the nephew of Rabbi Yoshua, went down to Galus, we're going to see why that's important. Hayama'aber Shanim Bekovei Chadashim Bechus Laretz. He used to set up the calendar in Chus Laretz, something that is usually reserved for the Sanhedrin in Eretz Yisrael. But this rabbi went down to Chutz Laretz and started making the calendar. And that's why the Chachamim got upset at him. Shagrach Rav Shnei Talmidei Chachamim, Rabbi Yossi ben Kippar, uben beno shel Zacharia ben Kavutal. So the Chachamim from Eretz Yisrael sent to him, as we'll see later, to try to get him to stop what he's doing, sent him these two Talmidei Chachamim. Kivish Sharosa, once he saw them, Amar lahem, Lama Basim, what are you doing here? Why'd you come here? So Amar lo, Limal Torah, Banu. So they say, oh, we came to hear shir from you, Rebbe. So Hikras Aleim, oh, he says, oh, what great people. Hikras Aleim, Anashim Alalu, Gdoli Adorheim. These rabbis are great people. V'avoseim Shimshu B'Beis HaMikdash. And their fathers used to serve in the Beis HaMikdash, right? Zachariah ben Kavutal is quoted, Rashi is the Mishnah in Yuma, I think, that says that he used to read to the Kohen Gadol the night... But the night before Yom Kippur, he used to read to him to keep him up. Either way, he says, these two are great people. I'm sorry, it's not Rashi, it's the Gemara. It was a late night. Zachariah ben Kavutal Omar, Harme Pamim Karisi Lufana B'Sefer Daniel. Right? So he said that this was the Mishnah at the beginning of Yuma talk about how they used to keep the Kohen Gadol up all night. They didn't want him to sleep the night before, even though he had a very busy day the next day. So they didn't want him to sleep to Chas V'Shalom to see, he might see Kari during the night. So they kept him up the whole night. Either he gave a shiur, or they gave a shiur to him. So there's a Chayben Kavutal is quoted there. So you see, this grandfather of this person, this Rav who came, used to be in the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, so these two great rabbis came from Eretz Yisrael, and they were listening to Chanina give shiur. So Hiskel hu matami v'hem matarim, hu osa v'hem matirim. Every time he said something, they said something else. He said tar, they said tami. He said tar, they said tar. So Hikras aleim. So he started screaming at them. Anashim halalu shal shafim, totohim. You guys making my life crazy for. You guys are, you know, they're shav, you're false. You're just trying to upset me. Amrulo kvar banisa v'iyata yochol listar. No, you already built us up. You already said v'gdoli adar. You can't take that away. Kvar gadarta v'iyata yochol lifros. You already built a fence up for us. Well, you can't break it down. Well, how could you change your mind? All of a sudden, just because we're arguing on you in Torah? So amalahem ibnei ma'ata matami v'atem matarim. Ani yosef v'atem matirim. So what are you doing to me? Every time I give one psak, you give the opposite psak. So what's going on? You don't get the picture. We came here because you're doing something that's against what we're supposed to do. You're setting up a calendar. You're adding on months and you're being ma'aber. You're adding on months and you're being kovei chadashim. You're setting up months in chutz laretz. You're not allowed to do that. So Amr Lahem. So he says to them, what do you mean? Fahalo Akiva ben Yosef ha'ma'aber shanim kovei chadashim b'chutz laretz. Rabbi Akiva did it. Rabbi Akiva was outside of Eretz Yisrael and he set up the calendar. So Amrullah, they said, come on. Hanach Rabbi Akiva, Shloin Yekamos of Eretz Yisrael. No, if there's nobody like you in all the land of Israel, so then it's allowed. Many Mefarshim have explained that the idea that usually the calendar has to be set up from Eretz Yisrael is not a din in Eretz Yisrael per se. But it's that, or if Soloveitchik writes this in a couple of places also, that it's the who sets up the calendar, the shlichim of Klal Yisrael have to set up the calendar. So who are the shlichim of Klal Yisrael? So usually it's the Sanhedrin. The Sanhedrin of Yisrael, that's the shlichim of Klal Yisrael. But Lu Yitzuyer, let's say there is no real Sanhedrin, and the greatest rabbi, the Gadol Hador in the world, is in Chutz Laaretz, so he's the shliach. Rav Moshe Feinstein, in his day, was one of the shlichim of Klal Yisrael. Ah, he was in New York. He was a shlichim of the Klal Yisrael. Right, that's a Gadol Hador. Right, so it doesn't matter where you are. So that was Rabbi Akiva. So what are you talking about? Rabbi Akiva could do it, but you? So Amarle, Afani lo hinachti kamosi beretz Yisrael. Me too. Right, I'm just like Rabbi Akiva. So again, obviously, let's try to say this isn't gaiva. Let's assume that this is he was. It was reality. Like maybe he knew he was the Gadol Hador, so he was setting up the calendar. So Amarle, they said to him, okay, it might have been right in the past, but it's not right anymore. Gidiyim shehinach danasu tiyashim. The little kids that you left have become big goats. Meaning when you left, maybe there was nobody like you, but people have grown up. Ba'alei tiyashim ba'alei karnayim. They have become big goats with horns. V'heim shegrunu etzleich. And they have sent us to you to tell you to stop. V'chein amru lanu. And they also even said to us, l'chuva amru lo b'shmenu. Tell him in our name the following. Im shomea mutav. If he listens, fine. V'im lav yehi benidui. That he will be put in excommunication if he doesn't listen. The Emrula Achenu Shebegolim, they also told us to tell Bnei Yisrael around here, Im Shomin Mutav, if Klal Yisrael, if you listen, not to listen to this Chananya, and you listen to us to stop, so then good. Vimla, but if not, you know what? Then do whatever you want. Yalu Lahar, go up to the mountain and bring your own sacrifices, whatever you want. Achia, Yivne Bimzbeach, Chananya, who's the person in question here, Yinagin Bekinar, he'll sing on the harp. Viyichbru Kulam, you'll all be Kofrim. Viyomru Einlam Chilek Belakei Yisrael. So they basically told them, seriously, you know, it's, you know, make up your mind, choose, follow us, the rule, the Mesorah, or follow him. So all of a sudden, Miyad go, Kala'am Bebchia, all of Klal Yisrael realized the mistake, and they all started crying, Va'amru, Chas V'Shalom, Yishlo Nochele B'Lekei Yisrael, Chas V'Shalom, we want to be with Hashem, V'Kolka, period. That's the end of the story. V'Kolka Achlama, and by the way, so what's the source for the halacha that you can't set up the calendar outside of Eretz Yisrael? Mishum shenemar ki mitzion tetzei Torah udvar Hashem Yerushalayim. From Tzion comes out Torah. The Mefarshim discusses how does Torah refer to setting up the calendar, but either way, something comes from Tzion, and we have a tradition that it means setting up the calendar. Fine. Just one question on the story though. Bishlama hu mitar vehem etamin lechumra. I understand that if he says tahar and they say tame, so lechumra they're being extra machmir. So then that's allowed. Elihu matame vehe matarim hechi have. But it's possible that he was matame, and then just to go against him, they said, Tahar? V'hatanya chacham shetime in chaver rashay latayar. Right, we know we have a brisa that says that once a chacham gives a psak lechumra, you can't give a psak lekula. Right, if you go to one rabbi and he says, Usser, you can't go to another rabbi to say mutter. And there's a question whether the Isser is on the other rabbi or is the Isser on the person asking the rabbis. There are different gemaras that give different impressions. But either way, you can't get another psak lekula. So, asar in chaver rasha lahatir. So, kasavri keichid lanigru basreis. The Gemara says, no, it is allowed in a case where you're worried that Klal Yisrael is going to follow a person who you don't want him to follow. So, in that case, even though usually you can't give an easier psak lakula, but in this case, it would be allowed for the greater good for not following this Chananya who was setting up the calendar in Chutz Laaretz. But in general, we say that the psak has to be the psak, the correct psak. But here, there's a special extension, special heter, in order to give the wrong psak, so to speak, in order so that they're not nigrar after this rav. L'chor wasn't the wrong psak. It probably could have gone either way, but they gave the opposite psak to gain this, to get this goal. Okay, Tana Rabbanan. Two dots? Good. When the Rabbanim went to Keren B'Yavne, Rashi quotes Keren B'Yavne. Why was it called Keren B'Yavne? Because the Beis Medrash was set up in rows, like a Keren. Keren, like a Keren B'Yavne. Right? This is one of the Sanhedrin went to Yavne after it left Yerushalayim, and it went there, and it went somewhere else, and went back there. But this is what right, the story of Yochanan Mizrachi asked for Yavne v'Chachameha. It was in Yavne. So when they went there, Hayusham, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Nechemya, Rabbi Elazar, Benosh, Rabbi Yossi Aglili. They were all there. Paschu kulam bechvod asanya v'darshu. So whenever they used to give a drasha, they would open bechvod asanya. This is the source of that concept. Whenever you're giving a Dvar Torah somewhere, you always start by thanking the host, the asanya. Suppose Mechorah said they all started saying great things about the people of Yavne who housed them. They didn't have dormitories in those days, so a lot of the Rabbanim stayed in people's houses in Yavne. So they all, whenever they started to give a drasha, they thanked the people of Yavne. Pasach Rabbi Yehuda, but Rabbi Yehuda didn't do that. Rabbi Yehuda, Roshem Adabrim, Rabbi Yehuda, who is the main, always the first speaker, B'chol Makom B'Kavod Torah. He always started with Kavod HaTorah. He didn't start with Kavod Achsanya. I think the Minhag Yisrael is to start with Kavod Achsanya usually, but if you have a host. But here, he started with Kavod HaTorah. V'darash, he darshan the following. Umoshe darshan the following about the godless of people of Torah and people who learn Torah. Umoshe yikachas ohel v'natalo michus l'machane. Moshe, after the Maisa Egel, took his tent and put it outside the camp. V'holodram kal v'chomer. And says Rabbi Yehuda, there's a kal v'chomer here. Uma Aron Hashem shelo hayim meruchak el shnei maser mil. If the Aron Hashem, which is not the Aron, that the real Aron that in the Mishkan, but basically means what Moshe Rabbeinu had. Moshe Rabbeinu had the Luchos, or the Shivrei Luchos. If the Aron where Moshe Rabbeinu was, which was only 12 mil away from the farthest person in Klal Yisrael, because the camp was 12 mil. So if you move this camp a little bit outside the camp, then the most that anybody had to travel was 12 mil on Ratorah, and even though those people only had to go a short distance to see Moshe, the Torah still calls them. They're still called Mevakshe Hashem. Talmidei Chachamim shehulchim me'ir la'ir medina l'medina l'mal Torah. People who go to such far places to go here and here to go learn. All these great Talmidim who came to Yavne. Alachas kama v'kama. So amazingly, they're surely in the category of Mevakshe Hashem. So Rabbi Yehuda, even though everybody else was going to talk about thanking the hosts, Rabbi Yehuda wanted to emphasize to the hosts how important and how special these people, these Talmidim, were coming to Yavne to learn. So that's why he said, if you only go a little distance, you're called a Mevakshe Hashem. So surely these people, these Talmidei Chachamim, who go from ear to ear, Medina to Medina, so then surely they have great schar. Right? This is shades of the Gemara we had all the way back when on Davav Mabez, where the Gemara says, Igra de Pirka Riata. Right, that the part of the schar that you get for going to the shir, even if you don't understand anything of the shir, is the schar halicha. So this is similar, that even just for going, they're called mevakshei Hashem. Continuing drush is based on those psukim. V'diber Hashem al Moshe panim al panim. That's the next pasuk after Umoshe yikachas ol. Hashem spoke to Moshe face to face. So what does that mean? Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Amar Hakadosh Baruch Hu LaMoshe. Moshe, Hashem says to Moshe the following: Anivi atah nazbir panim b'halacha. Moshe, me and you, says Hashem, we're going to be mazbir panim kahalacha. We're going to talk face to face about Torah. Also, I mean sever panim yafis, right? We're going to talk with a smile. We're going to be happy and in a sweet way talk about the halacha. Iga da'amri, or another way to learn the words panim al panim, the following. Kach amar l'Kadosh Baruch Hu l'Moshe. Hashem says to Moshe, Kishem shani hasbarti l'cha panim. If I gave you a sweet face, kach atah hasbar panim l'Yisrael. Also you go, give a sweet face to Klal Yisrael. You go smile to them and act nicely to them. Right? V'hachzer ha'olam komo. Put your tent back in amongst the people. So the egel happened. So Moshe Rabbeinu takes his tent out. Hashem says, you know, you have to be nice to them. V'sheva l'machane, return to the camp. Amar Rabbi Avo, what's really happening here? Amar l'Kadosh Baruch Hu l'Moshe. Achshav yomer ha-rav v'kaz v'tamad v'kaz. But he's all going to say, who's with us? Hashem left, the Rav left, Moshe Rabbeinu left. Yisrael matayalem, who's going to teach them? Who's going to be around them? Im atam achzer olam koma mutav, Hashem says, if you move your tents back, wonderful. V'im lav, Yeshua binun tamiltcha misharis tachtecha. If not, then I'm going to send Yeshua in your stead. You have to put your tent back. You can't leave Am Yisrael without a roeh, without a shepherd. That's the pasuk that says, go back to the camp. Hashem is telling Moshe Rabbeinu, put your tent back and go take care of your sheep. Amar Rava v'yafal pikein, and even though it's true that Hashem only made it on condition, if this, then that, lo yasa davar levatala, as we've had a couple of times already, those words don't go levatala. Shneamaru mishar so Yeshua benun nar lo yamish mitach oel. Yeshua didn't leave the camp. Even though Hashem only said it, if Moshe doesn't put his tent back, so then he's going to be the leader. But that was still Mekuyam, like we had a couple of lot ago, by Bar Hedya. Bar Hedya said about Rava, even a curse of a Hedya is not doesn't go Levatala. So here, Lahavdil, it says about a Kadosh Baruch Hu, that's something that he says doesn't go Levatala. So it talks about V'sever Panim Yafos. It was fascinating. The Pirkei Avos says you have to greet people V'sever Panim Yafos, with a happy face. It's so not the Minhag today. You ever go down the street and smile at somebody? They'll think you're weird, right? They'll think, like, what are you smiling at me for? But the Pirkei Avos. Pirkei Avos says you have to agree field b'seira panim yafet. It's a smile. You have to try for a day. It first of all, it makes a person feel different when they're smiling all day. It makes a person, right, if I walk around, today we're all going to be walking around grumpy. We're all exhausted. We just put away Pesach, and or if we didn't, we know we're going to have to. We're all exhausted, grumpy, going back to work. Try to smile at people. It'll be an amazing thing for the person smiling, but even for the people greeting you. So they'll think they'll say, oh, why are you so happy? Why are you so happy? No, I'm just smiling. You ever see Rav Goldwicht? Whenever he greets anybody, he smiles at them. But he's known for it. Why is he known for it? Because nobody else does it. But it says in Pirkei Avos, but Kabbalah's called Adam B'Seir Panim Yafes. We all have to do it. But here too, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu all these. You got to go back to them. Okay. Vod Pazach Rabbi Yehuda B'Kvod Torah V'Darsh. Rabbi Yehuda also darshened about Torah the following. Haskes Ushma Yisrael. Listen, Israel. Hayom HaZeh Niyeh Salam. Today, talking in the 40th year, Niyeh Salam, you are a nation. V'chi Oso Hayom Nitna Torah Yisrael. Today they're a nation. Was it given to B'nai Yisrael today? V'alo Oso Yom Sofar Bohem Shanahaya. Today was the 40th day after they got the Torah. So what do you mean today? Elo Lamedcha to teach me Shechaviva Al Torah Alomdeha B'chol Yom V'yom Yom Shenitna Meir Sinai. No, it's to teach me that it's so loved upon Klal Yisrael, every time that they learn, it's as if they're getting it from Har Sinai. Right? If we were really excited about Torah, that we feel everything is the first day. Right? The first day of everything, we're all excited. The first day of a job, the first day of everything. So if we feel that the first day we're learning Gemara is going to be today, tomorrow, every day we have to feel it's the first time we're learning, and therefore we're always starting a new Masechta. Every day is a new Masechta. So look at it like that. If that's true, then we would never come late, we would never miss. Amar Bitancha Bredu Rechia Ishkvar Ako Teda. I'll prove it to you that Bnei Yisrael have this great chavivus. Shari Adam kori kriyashma shachris v'arvis. A person says kriyashma morning at night. Erev echad eno kore, doma kemish lakar kriyashma meyolam. Somebody misses something one time. He misses kriyashma, he misses tefillah, he misses something. He feels it. Or at least we're supposed to feel it. So it's a real, I missed it. Because why do we feel that? Because we're so used to it that we're so upset if we miss it. Okay. Another drasha from that pasuk. Haskes. What is haskes, which literally means listen? Asu kitos kitos. Make groups and groups from the word kat. Va'askuba Torah. Make groups and be osik in Torah. V'she'en Torah nikneis ela b'chabura. Because Torah is only nikne, acquired, when you learn in a group, not when you learn alone. Like Rabbi Yosef Rachanina, says, Rabbi Yosef Rachanina, my dechziv cherev al badim, or cherev el badim v'no alu, a sword on the badim v'no alu. What does that mean? Cherev al son eim shal tamid chachamim. A euphemism, right? There's a sword on the tamid chachamim, she yoshvim bad rabad v'oskim b'torah. There's a sword on those who sit alone and learn Torah alone. V'lo od el shem etapshin. Not only that, but not only is it bad, but it's foolish, meaning they don't learn properly, right? We always learn better when we're learning b'chavrusa, or we're learning b'chabura, about everything. We remember it better, we understand it better when we learn with somebody. If we learn by ourselves, who knows? Maybe we're totally off, we're totally wrong, right? So that's why it's always better to learn with somebody, right? I saw in the Biurei Chassidus here, in the Sefer, he said, this is only obviously if you have a choice. If somebody it says earlier that even Echa Yoshev Osik Batorah, also where was it? Also Davav. If somebody one person is sitting, Yoshev Osik Batorah, the Shekhinah is there. Aye, what about this Gemara? The answer is if he feels like he's a Baal Gaibi, he doesn't want to learn with anybody, so that's what we're talking about. That's bad. But if he's sitting and learning because that's what he's doing, then that's fine. If you remember also, we had back there that on Davav, we had a Marsha, I think, that said that if you learn with two people, that's Kusav Zephyr Azachronos. But only one person is not Kosef Sefer HaZachronos. We said, why not? So Tosfos said, gave one shot, because it means in the other person's Sefer HaZachronos, but not his own. But the Marsha there says, you know why it's not Reuben Sefer HaZachronos? Because if you're learning by yourself, you probably have it wrong. You probably didn't get the MS. Only if you're learning with somebody else, is it worth it to write down in HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sefer HaZachronos. So that's connected to this, that it's metapshin. If you learn by yourself, then it's you're not going to get to the right to go. Ksiv hachav no'alu, how do you know this is ksiv hachav no'alu? Because if hasam asher no'alnu. So that's how you know metapshin, it means foolish, because the same word no'alu in the pasuk is no'alnu by the, in Sefer Bamidbar. V'lo od el shachotim. Not only that, if you learn alone, you're someone being chote. Shenemar v'asher chatanu. Right, the continuation of that pasuk. Right, asher no'alnu v'asher chatanu. This is where you learn it from, that they're sinners. No alu saret so'an. The princes of so'an were no alu, and again here it's referring to a sinner. Dabar Acher, another drasha. What does Haskes mean? Haskes is my Israel, so we had two already. Kitsu Atzvachem al Divrei Torah. Haskes from the word katas, to grind. Grind yourself on Torah. Kedamar Yishlakish, like Yishlakish says. Dabar Yishlakish, Menai Shein Divrei Torah, Miskaim El Bemisha, Memes Atzmo Aleha. Torah is not, doesn't last, except if somebody pushes themselves and is Moser Nefesh for Torah. Shenemar Zosa Torah Adam Kiemus Ba'oel. Says in Sefer Parshas Chukas, this is Zosa Torah, the beginning of the whole Paraduma, but it's Adam Kiyamas Ba'oel. So we have a drasha about Torah and Yamas Ba'oel. We have to kill ourselves in order to learn Torah. Dabar Acher Haskes Shema Yisrael Has Va'achagach Kites. Right, Haskes, a fourth way to learn it. Has, but we be quiet. It's by Yahas Kalev, by the Meraglim. Be quiet and then grind it. What does that mean? Kedarav Adam Arava Lo'ol Yamad Adam Torah Va'achagach Yege. First, listen to the shir. First, understand what the other person is saying. Then, be osek in it. Then, try to ask kashas and terutzim. If you don't listen to what the person is saying, if you don't learn it first, then you're not going to be able to ask an avi a good question. That's why better first learn, and then, first learn it and listen, and then you'll be osek in it. What does it mean that when you squeeze out milk, you get butter? Squeeze out af. When you squeeze out from nose, meaning anger, right? Anger comes from the nose. Then blood will come out, and if you squeeze out apayim, double anger, argument will come out, yotzi riv. So what does that mean? The following. The first, what does the first phrase mean? Squeezing out milk. Where do you see, who has the butter of Torah, the sweetness of Torah? Somebody who throws up, who is making the milk that he nursed from his mother's, from his mother. What does that mean? So the Marsha here says, maybe it means the ta'anugim, that in our youth, we think are the purpose of life. If somebody spits those out, if somebody doesn't think those are a priority anymore, as he gets older, so he'll have the butter of Torah, he'll have the sweetness of Torah. That's phrase one. Umitz af yotzi dam, the juice of anger. Mitz, if you squeeze out something related to anger, you'll get dam. What does that mean? Kol tamid shekoyes alav rabba pam rishon v'shosek. If somebody whose Rebbe gets angry at them, and the Talmud keeps quiet, and doesn't say anything, and he absorbs the anger, and he doesn't answer back. Dam will come out. What does that mean? That'll be such a Talmud Chacham. He'll know the difference between Tamei Dam and Tahar Dam. Third, umitz apayim yotzi riv. What does that mean? That if you absorb and squeeze out anger, then yotzi riv, then argument will come out. So it says the following. Called Talmud Shekoyes Lav Rabba Pam Rishon V'Shniya. If it's a pime, a double anger, if somebody's Rebbe gets angry at them twice for show's sake, and he keeps quiet, then he'll be able to distinguish between different types of cases of mamonis and nefashas. That's riv. Riv is an argument, always means dinei mamonis. Ditzan Rabbi Shmuel Omer, as it's Rabbi Shmuel said, harotze sheyischakeim yasok b'dinei mamonis. If you want to get smart, become a chacham, then you should be osek b'dinei mamonis. She'ein lucha mikso b'torah yoser mehen she'ein kamaya noveya. There is no greater part of Torah that is like an unending well, maya noveya, than dinei mamonis. I'm saying, why dinei mamonis? Wouldn't you have thought Kadshim? Wouldn't you have thought Taurus? What's so special about Dini Mamonis? So again, one thing I once heard from my Rebbe, Rav Rosenzweig, he said, in some areas of Torah, it's so obvious that it's Torah. It's so obvious that it's a unique area of halacha. There's no parallel to Kadshim, to Taurus in the real world. Dini Mamonis, you might think, it's down to earth, it's all the Maisa. Dini Mamonis, every country has a monetary system and monetary laws. So Rosenzweig said, no, the point is that you could see the beauty and the uniqueness of Torah sometimes when you learn Choshen Mishpat and you see the little slight differences between the two systems. That's where you see the godliness of Torah. When you look in Kachim and Hilchos Brachos, etc., it's obvious you see Torah. But sometimes when you see something that's parallel to something in this world and it's still different, and you see the different nuances in how we treat certain cases of Dini Mamonis, that itself shows us Divrei Chachmas. That's here. If you want to become a Chacham, Yasok B'Dini Mamonis. One more line. Amar Shmuel Ben Chmeini, Mai Dechsiv Im Navalta Behisna Sei, If Vim Zamosa Liav Lepeh. So we're going to darshan that. Im Navalta, if you let's just read the drasha. Kol Menaval Atzmal Divrei Torah. If you discuss yourself al Divrei Torah, Im Navalta. That means if you, Rashi here said, that if you have a question and you're embarrassed that everybody else in the class is going to make fun of you, but you don't understand something, so you ask it anyway, if you're Menaval yourself, Sofilis Nasa, you're ultimately going to be raised up. As it says in Perkei Avos, Lo Habayshan Lamed. And second half, the imzamam yavapeh. What does that mean? Zamam. The zamam is a muzzle. Imzamam. If you muzzle your mouth, if you don't ask the question, if you keep silent, yavapeh. Then eventually, when somebody's going to ask you a question, you're going to have to put your hands to your mouth. You're not going to know the answer. So therefore, it's always best to ask a question if you need, and you should never be embarrassed when asking a question. So that is all what Rabbi Yehuda darshined about part and other related drushes. When he's darshined, he started with Kavanat Torah. What we have left on the bottom is the other rabbis who darshan b'chvod achsanya to start the drushin. Bez Hashem, we'll do it and be mesayim. Bez Hashem, tomorrow. Daf is regular time, 6:10, and Shachar is at 6:30.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Anyway.